Sunday, March 25th. Talked to Dean on the phone this morning. He sees signs of the domino theory coming in. For instance, Hunt had dealings with the Cubans. Dean didn't. LaRue may have, so some of them may spill. He thinks McCord will name Caulfield because he leaned on him for some help. He wrote Caulfield a letter, and Caulfield met with him on some technical points on his defense. He'll probably hit Jeb regarding perjury. Dean thinks we should take action before Thursday when McCord will meet with Judge Sirica, such as the action of Dean going to the grand jury. He thinks if we try to fight it, we'll eventually lose. He's back to his cancer theory that we've got to cut the thing out, cut out the cancer now and deal with it. He says Colson thinks we should fight it, but he doesn't know the whole picture. He denies still any knowledge of Watergate. The question of who McCord names will not be made public on Thursday, so we don't have a problem with that. Dean has no knowledge of what Mitchell knows or did, nor does he really on Jeb. Also, he doesn't know the full extent of Gordon Strachan's knowledge. He thinks that we ought to check out the legality of Gray continuing as acting director of the FBI if we withdraw his name from nomination. The president called me over at 10 o'clock this morning, had me there for a couple of hours, has decided that he's going to hold up on the TV thing until Wednesday night because we won't know for sure on Vietnam until then. Thought that I should have Dean get a clear picture of what Colson's views are. What approach does he think we should take? Is he opposed to waiving privilege at the grand jury? Wanted to explore what if McCord names Magruder on Thursday, or Colson, or Haldeman. We have to respond that those people be appearing before the grand jury, but do we take executive privilege? Thing is, we want to see that our names are clear. The alternative would be to put out a sworn statement, but that isn't really very satisfactory. He wanted me to check with Dean to see if he had ever talked to the Cubans or if he knew who met with them at the Arlington Towers regarding clemency. Also felt that we need an answer ready for Thursday on McCord. Raised a question on Kleindienst of whether anybody can talk to Weicker, who's making a lot of talk about how he's going to name higher names and all. Feels that Kleindienst should check as to who the names are. But if he's got anything, we should go after it, that we've seen what you said. He later called Kleindienst himself and told him that he ought to check this out with Weicker. He thinks Ehrlichman and Schultz should hold tight on the energy deal with Time magazine. It's too sensitive regarding Congress and the other leaders for us to send any of our people in to meet with the Time group. Want me to check with Bill Rogers on the Bill Webster suggestion for the FBI that John Dean raised. He thinks that sounds like a good idea. Regarding the television networks, he said Ehrlichman came in with the problems of the network heads on cable and all that, and he wonders what our position ought to be. Thinks I ought to talk to Ehrlichman, Dean, and Rogers about the FBI and the question of leaving Gray as acting director till his successor is qualified, and then the idea of naming a federal judge type to take as director and moving Sullivan in as deputy, cleaning out all the top brass. He wants Ehrlichman to handle the Gray withdrawal with Gray, Kleindienst, and Mitchell. Thinks Ehrlichman and Dean should consider what our answer is if McCord names people on Thursday, especially if it's people in the White House. Wants to know from Dean who was the person in the White House to whom Barker gave the reports from the Watergate. I checked with Dean and he says there was nobody. Was somebody at the committee that Barker claimed he gave him to. On declassification, he wants Ehrlichman to get going because the president wants to issue an order. He feels that everything should be declassified in 10 years so that we can open up the Kennedy stuff on Vietnam. Thinks we should get Tom Houston or someone in on this to be sure there's no cover-up and get out the story on DM and all that sort of thing. Went back to my talking to Dean on who will McCord name, what's our action, if there's anybody on the White House regarding going to the grand jury, does he still think he should go to the grand jury, what about the Colson problem, and so on. What of Caulfield's name, well, what does he know? Then he went back to the question of his television speech, or of his use of television, and says he thinks he should do more at 7:30 or 7 o'clock press conferences and announcements. And that on press conferences, he should always do them at 7:30 unless he has a major issue, and then he'll go on in prime time. wants me to analyze the audience sizes at these various times. His point is that he won't have any more Vietnam announcements to make, so he's got to figure other ways of getting on television and getting television domination. Wants Colson to spin out the whole grand jury idea and have me find out why he's opposed to that. Comes back to wanting to look at ways to use television. Then late tonight, I talked to Dean, and there's a new problem developing because it now turns out that McCord spent considerable time yesterday and today meeting with the council, Dash, from the Irvin Committee and filling them in on things, supposedly in a secret basis, but Dash had a press conference saying he had gotten a lot of information from McCord. And then the LA Times and Washington Post picked up a whole lot of supposedly what McCord told Dash and are running it in the paper tomorrow. Among other things, he says that Dean was involved in the Watergate and that Magruder perjured himself and that he will be providing them with a lot more information based on what he's heard from other people as well as what he knows himself. This, of course, gives Dean a whole new set of things to worry about. End of March 25th.